Hey, good morning, Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. It is a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks absolutely all morning long at 237 hits. Text 35270. Twitter, Snapchat at Y94Playhouse. Also, how you can get to us if you have thoughts on this mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Brian. Now, he does kind of beat around the bush here a little bit, and that's probably for the best. And you'll get my meaning pretty quickly. So Ryan says, I have a really weird question for you guys. I don't know if you can even figure out how to ask people this on the Playhouse, but I'd really appreciate it, especially if women of your Playhouse family can be very honest. I'm a 28-year-old male, and there's something about me that's always seemed to catch women off guard. When we get romantic, they discover that my parents left my soldier without a helmet, if you get my meaning. He's wearing a turtleneck, I suppose. Perhaps some have heard the term anteater. It seems unappealing to women. They always seem caught off guard and less interested. And I'm wondering if at age 29, I'm going to have that certain surgery that usually infant boys have done in order to find a decent woman who won't be disgusted by me and will commit to me. I'm not sure if this is the only problem I'm having in the dating world, but it's the most fixable. Can you pull women for me, please? Would they be less likely to date a man who has a turtleneck?
I mean, I've never dated someone with one. I've had friends, and some people talk highly of it. But I think you could find someone, I think, that just, they would have to get comfortable with it, maybe. They may have questions. I would. But I don't think at, how old is he? 29?
29. 29. Well, actually, it says 28 and 29. So what are the other?
So I think at that age, will people even do surgery? Like, I was in my 20s and I wanted my tonsils removed, and they said that's going to be really painful.
That's crazy.
They thought getting my tonsils removed was crazy. So at that age, doing that surgery, I think it would be extremely painful. And I think keep yourself the way you are and you'll probably find someone.
Yeah, I think that's the tough part about it is the age thing. And as long as you are taking proper care of it and you are properly cleaning, then you should have no issues. I think that there are more people like that out there than you realize. So I don't think it's going to be that uncommon. I don't think you're going to meet a girl this way. Whoa, that's different.
You know, I tell you, it's the idea of that having that procedure done, my whole body quivers at the thought, so I can't even imagine, my friend. You know, that's the nice thing about when you're an infant is you're an infant, so that tragic memory is, you don't, that doesn't stick with you. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I think that it would be at the age of 29 way too painful. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I think you will be off duty for a little while, you know, with having that done.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Not only is the surgery painful, but like those days after, the like aftercare, it's probably a long time.
And I don't know for sure because I'm not a doctor, but
really,
I'm a love doctor, yeah, but not this kind of love doctor. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, you would have some sort of shrinkage.
Well, I mean, the intentional.
Just the small shrinkage. But there would be some shrinkage.
I'm not sure I'm quite following. That's okay. Let's make sure that if you are weighing in on his problem here, that we talk as vaguely as possible. I do think that is important. So basically, he didn't have that particular procedure done when he was an infant boy, and he feels that in the dating world that now causes women to be taken back a little bit. So he's wondering if it would make sense, as he's nearing 30, to still get that done, or if you think he'd be being silly just to get it done so that women are less taken aback. 237, it's text 35270. I do see a text already from somebody whose dad got it done at age 60. So it can happen as an adult, and it does happen.
It's the Morning Playhouse, Flush the Format Friday.
The good old days.
Y94.
Hey, good morning. Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. Zero, Jamie, Amy K, the Playhouse. Thank you for joining us on this Flush the Format Friday. I think one of the coolest things about what we got going here and we've created over the years on the Playhouse is this ability to really help members of the Playhouse family through I mean, everything. We have talked about every potential life situation, and every once in a while there's one where I'm like, okay, that's a new one. And I think this probably falls in that category. But if we are very vague and we talk around the issue a little bit, I do think we can get away with helping Ryan through this one. So if you missed his mailbag situation, basically he described he's getting near 30 and he struggles with his dating a little bit because there's something about him that seems to, in his mind, take women off guard a little bit. And they maybe even seem less interested in him after the fact. And he used a couple of analogies to try to paint a picture. And I think everyone that was listening has got it. But basically, when you are a infant boy in this country, there tends to be something that I think the majority of the population does, but not everybody. And then there's some religious reasons why some people do or don't. But it's a certain surgery. And he used a turtleneck analogy. Take it for what you will. He didn't have that done. Not for it didn't sound like any particular reason. His parents just didn't do that. And so now he's thinking at age, you know, 28, 29, almost 30, is it worth me getting that done? Would women prefer that? And he just wanted your very honest opinion. And, you know, we have both men and women in the Playhouse family, but I do think it tends to swing more female. So we have plenty of women that can respond to that. Hello.
Well, you know, I've only been with guys who have been circumcised, but friends of mine that have been with uncircumcised men, they say it's hot. They say the is better. And, you know, at that age, having surgery on your hell no. I think that's a dumb move. You know, if he's in a serious relationship and it becomes an issue and it's something that he personally wants to do for himself, sure, go for it. But I mean, that's a little much. I think that's taking it a little too far.
There we go. Thank you so much. We do appreciate the comment. I think it was a great comment. If, as we move forward here, if we could try to maybe dance route it even more so, that would be good. Are you seeing some texts come in, Jamie?
Somebody said, if he's going to do it, then do it for himself. My husband has a turtleneck too, and it caught me off guard as it's not common, but it didn't turn me away. Find a girl who's not conceited. Somebody else said, I was married to a guy with a turtleneck, and honestly, it wasn't my favorite. We've since divorced, but had to do with his personality, not the turtleneck. Someone else said that they are a urology NP, and it can be done as an adult. It will not cause shrinkage, and many men have done it to appear normal, though it is definitely not necessary. Somebody else said, don't remove it. My fiance has one. I'd never go back.
There you go. Playhouse, good morning. Hello.
But if it's not broken, don't fix it. And not only that, it's a little cold outside, so you better expect some more average shrinking than normal.
Well, it is turtleneck weather, as they say. Just in general, really. It's a good time of year for that actual, like the actual clothing item.
Yeah, Amy and I should probably be wearing one today.
Yeah, Playhouse, hello.
I think a three words for him. Induced medical coma.
Well, yeah.
You wake up, you're better.
Would the majority of women seem to think that's worth it or no?
I would say 99% of women say leave it, do not do anything, do not change your body at all. And a good portion of the women who are saying like to leave it are women who have experienced turtlenecks and think that they are, you know, better than, you know, wearing a V-neck.
Okay.
I think he's getting a lot of love for people. Like everyone is saying, just kind of keep it, which I agree with. And you will find someone. I think you're just going to have to, there's some education that probably needs to go on.
And, you know, and Ryan, I think we'll leave it at that. I don't want to spend more time on it than we need to. I think we got you a response. But what I guess I would appreciate and commend people on that did give him some legitimate advice here. You know, it's a biological thing. It's an actual question. It's causing issues in his mind. It was causing him issues in his dating life. It is a medical procedure that you know, almost half the population maybe receives. I think that it's a very valid question, and the fact that we were able to tackle it as quickly and maturely and without any incident as we did, nicely done, Playhouse family. You know, it's not easy to talk about some of these things, but I like that we were able to kind of get through and help them out a little bit. So I knew it was over when moments yet today. More Flush the Format Friday picks. Snowcross tickets on the way to about 8:10.
pump up the volume. It's the Morning Playhouse Flush the Format Friday. Are you all ready out there?
Y94.